Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Feel good this winter by getting the flu vaccine at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, many of us just wouldn't dream of leaving the house in the morning without putting on a good moisturiser and probably SPF if we're being really good as well. That's when it comes to our face. So what about the hands and the nails? Constantly exposed to the elements, arguably one of the hardest working parts of our bodies. So how can we care for them and keep them in tip-top condition? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist. I bet I'm right when I say most people, not all, wouldn't give the poor old hands a second thought, Rosemary.
I think you're dead right, Claire. Until around the age of 55, when you look down and you see the ravages of age.
But what we should be doing is putting on a bit of SPF at least, should we?
Well, we certainly should, but there's no doubt about it. It is the most challenging area on the body for SPF, because no sooner have you applied it than you've washed your hands, gone to the bathroom, worn off. So it really is a very difficult area, because also you want to apply the SPF to the dorsa, the back of the hands, and you don't want greasy palms and you don't want it rubbing off your clothes. So it's challenging.
Now let's go through.
About gloves, Claire. Sorry for interrupting you there, but one thing to think about is for people who are, say, driving a lot, and particularly just, you know, people running around driving kids now that school is back, there are SPF protection gloves that are very cheap, inexpensive, available on Amazon. The fingers are out. There are little suction pads on the palms. They can be flesh coloured. Nobody will see them on your hands. And if you're in and out of the car all day, or indeed, if you work going long journeys for a living, it's well worth having these SPF protecting gloves on in the car.
Okay, and that's good advice for people, as you say, who are driving perhaps for a career, because do you see that they will perhaps end up with problems when it comes to skin cancer on the hands?
All the time. I see it all the time. And people all the time forget that UVA travels through glass winter and summer.
All right, well, let's come to some of our questions, because we have a lot. Brown spots. I've brown spots appearing on my hands, says this listener, over the past few years. I'm in my early 50s. Is there anything I can do to lighten or remove them?
Yes, you can do lots. So first of all, those tips we've already discussed about sun protection and gloves. Secondly, those brown spots, often called liver spots, they are usually harmless, but obviously if there is just one particular lesion and it's changing a lot, etc., might need to be checked out by the GP to make sure that it doesn't become a skin cancer. But again, that will be rare. Most brown spots are fine. Brown spots can be removed with liquid nitrogen, very carefully done, because the hands scar easily because the skin is so thin and doesn't have the same oily sebaceous glands as the face. And if you're having any cosmetic treatment, say for pigmentation elsewhere, like on your face, neck or chest, always include your hands. So treatments like intense pulse light therapy or lasers can also be used on the hands. Mm-hmm. And then with regards to home products, using retinols, glycolics, vitamin C and other anti-pigmentation agents on your hands can also help.
And then this next one is from Helen. And Helen says her fingernails tend to be drier and harder now. They have developed slight ridges, all of her fingernails, going from, let's imagine this now, the tip of the nail to the cuticle. Can I treat this, says Helen?
Well, do you know what age Helen is, Claire?
I don't, unfortunately.
No. So a normal aging feature of nails, because they age like the rest of us, is the development of longitudinal ridges and sometimes beading. So the nails can get long lines throughout as we grow older. And no, there's not a lot you're going to be able to do with that. However, there are certain disorders like lichen planus, which can cause splitting of the nails and lines in it. So if she's getting splitting in the nails, that would imply that the nail plate is getting thinner and there might be a medical cause.
Okay.
So if it's just age related, I'm afraid not.
All right, age is a terrible thing. So let's talk a little bit more about nails while we're on the subject of nails, because lots of people will be fans of shellac or Biab type polish, and when they're getting that done, the cuticle will be pushed back. What do you say about that?
Well, I think it's really important not to fiddle with your cuticles. The cuticles are basically our waterproofing. They're like the seal like you see on the washing machine, the seal that prevents the water coming out the door. And they protect our nails from the outside. So the sort of the half moon area at the bottom of the nail is your growing plate, your matrix, the lunula. And the cuticle protects that very important part of the nail from getting infected. So I would say to people, be very gentle with your cuticles. I wouldn't do anything more than push them back with another nail gently, or with one of those little wooden nail gadgets, those little wooden sticks. I don't know what the name for those is. And I would be very careful. And I don't like when I see people cutting at the cuticles or trimming them back aggressively. Be very careful with those.
Okay, so leave them be.
As for shellac nails, Claire, well, that's another day's work altogether. Shellac can cause a lot of damage to nails because of the methacrylates. So it can end up with loosened nails, thin nails, a severe rash from the glues. You can get allergies, which can then have medical implications, because these acrylates, methacrylates, are used in medicine in general. They're used by orthopedic surgeons for bone cement for your knee and your hip replacement. They're used by the dentist. They're used in glucose monitors for diabetics. So you don't want to become allergic to methacrylates. Mm-hmm. And you certainly don't want your nails damaged
by
them. Yes,
and I think we covered that on the programme, because the risks were highlighted certainly in the UK. Warts, Rosemary. This person has warts on their hands that appeared out of nowhere. Can you give me advice, please, on how to get rid of them?
As we always say in dermatology, warts make fools of us. Warts are very stubborn, particularly in adults, because your immune system normally will fight them off. But if you've had them for a long time, your immune system doesn't recognize them as foreign. I would always say start with the over-the-counter preparations for at least 3 months. Stick to them rigidly every night, and the results are known to be equivalent to going to the doctor for cryotherapy, which is very painful. Warts around the nail bed are very tricky because the treatments can actually damage the nail. So, again, be very conservative if you're putting wart paints anywhere near the cuticles. But there are a very simple home remedy for warts, Claire, mm-hmm. on the fingers in particular, is duct tape. And believe it or not, studies have been done to show that black duct tape works better than the grey or the green ones. So the duct tape is what, you know, the electricians use.
Yeah.
Put that on 6 days out of 7. Take it off so the skin doesn't get too macerated and boggy, and then put it back on. And using that continuously can be extremely effective for getting rid of warts.
So do you leave it on all the time or just at night?
Yes. All the time.
All the time.
So, like, that's not very easy to go around with black tape on your fingers, but it works.
Oh, yeah, but if it's
you
going to...
You could cover it with a Band-Aid, which might be less noticeable.
If it's going to get rid of a wart, you'd put up with it, wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah. And we laser warts. Like, there are a lot of things... The thing about warts are there are about 20 different remedies, which shows you that nothing works for everyone.
Barry in Cork says the skin on his hands is peeling about every 6 months, then it stops. It's okay for a while, and then it starts again. Why is it doing that?
I think it sounds like he has probably got an interesting condition called keratolysis exfoliativa, and it tends to be seasonal, and it can typically occur in spring or in autumn. It will often start as a tiny, tiny little bubble, which then expands out into like a little circle and then peels. It can be tender if it occurs on the fingertips, because they really can be quite tender, but it is not dermatitis. There is no inflammation. It is not eczema. It is not psoriasis, and it does not respond to topical steroids. So if he goes to a dermatologist, they will confirm or indeed give him a different diagnosis. But it's not a fungus infection, because that's not going to come and go. And things like eczema and psoriasis won't be quite so seasonal, you know, every 6 months. So I think he has this. It often runs in families.
I'm absolutely snowed under with questions coming in on this, Rosemary. It's extraordinary. Breeda's been on. I have a strange infection for the last 2 or 3 months on my left index finger and on no other fingers. It's red and itchy. There have been water-type blisters that then dry out and crust over. Very shiny red patches and hard, itchy bumps on it. It's a lot for one finger, she says. Have you any idea what it could be?
Poor finger. That is eczema. So eczema is the Greek for to bubble and weep. So eczema will typically develop a bubbly eruption. What would be very interesting would be to take an occupational and a hobby history from her. For example, a very common type of eczema on the fingertips of the non-dominant hand is garlic and onion dermatitis. So you hold the clove of garlic with the fingers of the left hand, if you're right-handed, and you chop the garlic with the right hand. And that's called a protein dermatitis. So she sounds like she could possibly have some form of contact dermatitis. It is unlikely to be fungal, although when something is just on one digit and nowhere else, you'd always have to wonder about it when it's asymmetrical like that. But I would recommend that she goes to a dermatologist and get something called patch testing, which is a type of allergy testing which would help diagnose her.
Rosemary, we could keep going until 2 o'clock, but unfortunately we can't, so we may come back to that one. But we'll talk to you again very soon regardless.
That's lovely, Claire.
Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist there. That's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. The RT Radio app is there for you to catch up on anything you might have missed. The programme was produced by Rachel Graham, research by Ciarán Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator is Michelle Gibson. Aisling Grofferty was on sound, and it's just coming up to 12 midday. Let's go over to Louise.